Hallelujah. 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 Thank you that the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the living God, lives big on the inside of us. He lives big on the inside of us. And we can walk in peace and we can walk in victory because the Spirit of the God is on the inside of us. Do y'all understand that? The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in you. And you can walk in victory and you can walk in health and you can walk in peace and you can walk in prosperity because God lives big on the inside of you. Amen. 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 Well, why don't you turn around and tell somebody, God lives big on the inside of me. You can have a seat. Amen. Well, it's prayer night. Amen. Amen. I want to say hi to Anchor Faith Church joining us from St. Augustine, Florida. Amen. They always join us for prayer. They just hook right up with us, Pastors Earl and Marcy Glisson. So Anchor Faith Church, love you, and I'm glad you are joining us tonight. Amen. There's no distance in prayer. Amen. It's the same Spirit all over the world. Amen. In Christ Jesus. Well, before we pray, I just kind of want to direct our prayer, kind of get us focused in on something that's just been on my heart this past couple of weeks, actually. You know, it seemed like the whole COVID thing, I know all last year we had been praying that, you know, COVID-19 cannot exist in this world. It has to die in the name of Jesus. It has to cease to exist. And you know what? Over the summer, you know, June, July, it seemingly ceased to exist, or, you know, very little. You know, you didn't really hear about it. It was kind of like, oh, okay, whew, pandemic's over. Let's move on with life. Amen. And then all of a sudden, it just started like cropping back up again. You know, you hear, okay, well, you know, got the Delta variant, you got this, and, you know, numbers were rising. And you know, then all of a sudden, you know, that's all anybody's talking about. Numbers are sky high. I know personally, my husband and I, just in the last month, we've had four really good friends, actually younger than us, pass away of COVID. Just suddenly, just got it, pass away. I mean, you know, you're talking, you know, born again, you know, spirit filled. And they're just passing away quickly and they're leaving, you know, spouses and kids behind. And so this really began to grieve me. I'm like, Lord, you know, what's going on? You know, it seemingly had went away and all of a sudden it's just, you know, back raging again. And, you know, if I'm being honest, you know, sometimes fear, you know, can start to, you know, try to creep in there, you know, like what in the world is going on? And so I just started praying about it and asking God, like, what, you know, God, what's the deal here? What's the deal? I thought we had victory over this. Why did it creep back in? And he brought me over to 1 Peter 5. So let's take a look at that. We're going to King James it tonight, all right? I don't read out of the King James very often, although all the verses that I have committed to memory are actually in the King James Version, because when I was little, that was about the only one around. So anyways, but he brought me over to 1 Peter 5. We are going to start with verse 6 just to get a little context here. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Here's what I want to get to. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Okay, I want to read it in the Passion Translation, okay, in case you're not a King James scholar, let's just kind of put it into a little bit more modern English, and then we're going to talk about it and pray about it. So in the Passion, it says, pour out all your worries and stress upon him, amen, and leave them there, for he always tenderly cares for you. Be well balanced and always alert, because your enemy, the devil, roams around incessantly like a roaring lion looking for its prey to devour. Take a decisive stand against him and resist his every attack with strong, vigorous faith. I like that. Amen. So the Lord just kind of spoke to me these words: be sober, be vigilant, stay alert. He just, you know, kind of spoke to me. When I say spoke to me, it wasn't like an audible voice, okay? It's just kind of on the inside of me. He just kind of said, you know, Christians, they thought they had won the victory, so they backed off and they didn't stay vigilant and alert. They didn't stay vigilant and alert. And so the devil, you know, he roams about seeking whom he may devour. Now, what do we know? We're just singing about it. The Spirit of God that raised Christ from the dead lives on the inside of us. The authority that Jesus had, we have, because we've been raised up with him, amen, and seated in heavenly places with him, far above all powers and principalities. And how many of you know Jesus is the name above all names? Amen. And that same Spirit lives on the inside of us. And so we need to take that authority. It is up to us to take that authority in the name of Jesus and take our place against this sickness. Amen? And so, but we need to stay vigilant. Now, I like that word for some reason. I know it's not a word that we use a lot, but so I looked it up in the dictionary, and here's what it says. Vigilant means alertly watchful, especially to avoid danger. I like that. To stay alertly watchful to avoid danger. Not when you get in danger, but to avoid it, right? So here's some synonyms for that. Alert, attentive, wide-eyed, cognizant, sensitive, cautious, prepared, ready. See, we need to stay constantly ready and watching and be alert, because the devil roams about and it's up to us to be on the offense, okay, instead of the defense. Now listen, I'm an avid sports fan, especially when it comes to football. So I'm going to use a football analogy here. Those of you who don't understand football, we'll get back to what you can understand in a few minutes. But my daddy taught me about Jesus and football. Okay? So offense, all right? When you're playing football, you want to be on the offense because that means you have the ball. You have control. All right. It's actually interesting. I'll look this up for those of you who don't understand football. So the word offense, when it comes to football, actually means the action of attacking an opposing team. The action of attacking an opposing team. See, when you're on the offense, you're there to attack them. When you're on the offense, you know the game plan. You have the playbook. The coach is calling in the plays. You have full access and knowledge to what is going on. And you have that ball because you're in control. See, when you're on the defense, you don't know what's going on. You know, you're lined up there and you're just trying to guess, like, okay, what's the offense going to do? What's the play? What, do I need to run this way and tackle? Do I need to run this way? Are they going deep? You don't know. You're at a disadvantage, right? So whoever is on the offense, they know. They're in control. That's where you want to be. So when it comes to this fight, you know, with the devil, We want to stay on the offense. Because how many of you know Coach Jesus? He knows all the plays, and he's telling us, hey, this is what's going on, and this is what's going on, because we have the Holy Spirit on the inside of us who leads us and guides us into all truth, right? And so Coach Jesus is saying, hey, here's what's going on. Here's what you need to do. Run this way. Throw deep. You know, do a fake. You know, he's telling us what is going on and how to proceed. All right? Because he knows the big picture. And then the devil, he's on the defense. He doesn't know what in the world's going on, right? And we have the name that is above all names, the name of Jesus. And so we need to stay on the offense when it comes to this COVID-19 thing. We need to be vigilant. We need to be praying. We need to be aware and more sensitive and more alert than ever to the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of us. We need to be alert. You know, I'll put it to you this way. How many of you have dogs? Anybody have dogs? I have 3 dogs, okay? Well, my one dog, Duke, he sleeps with my husband and I, and he sleeps right at the foot of my bed, right at my feet. Sometimes I can't move around because he's laying on my feet. And he stares right at our bedroom door. We leave it open at night, and he stares right at our bedroom door out in that living room. Every time I wake up in the middle of the night, I look at Duke, he's staring out that door. Why? He's staying vigilant. He's watching for any potential danger that might come in. And I tell you what, sometimes when my kids come home a little later at night, man, he rah, 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 and jumps off the bed, and he's on attack mode because he's ready. He's vigilant, right? And that's how we need to be with the devil. We need to stay on the offense, and we need to listen to the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. You know, Pastor Hagen's message this morning, it was so good. If you weren't able to be here, go back online and listen to it. How to stay safe in an unsafe world. Oh, so good, super practical. And, you know, one thing is that he said that I just wanted to stand up and like amen him so loud is he was talking about, you know, if Christians would quit griping and complaining and fighting and doing all this stuff on Facebook and start praying. Okay, and quit trying to disprove that theory and this theory and, oh, you know, who cares? That doesn't matter. None of that matters, right? The only thing that matters is that Jesus's name is above all names. And the name of Jesus is above COVID. COVID has to die. It cannot exist in this world. That's all that matters. All that other stuff is just nonsense anyways, right? So if we spend more time praying and seeking the throne room of God and staying on offense, it'll get a lot more done. And we need to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit of when to pray, what to pray. I want us to look at one more scripture and then we're going to pray. It's over in John 14. We're going to start at verse 15. This is Jesus talking about the promise of the Holy Spirit to his disciples. If you want to, I love studying about the Holy Spirit, read actually John chapters 14, 15, and 16 talks all about the Holy Spirit and the work that he does in our lives. It's amazing, but this is just some of what I want to concentrate on tonight. Jesus says, if you love me, obey my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him, but you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. The Holy Spirit that leads us into all truth, that knows things to come. We need to be super vigilant and in touch with that, especially right now. The world is getting crazy, you know? I know just the other night, the Lord woke me up in the middle of the night. I really don't appreciate that very much because I like my sleep. But it's okay. I'm vigilant, right? I'm alert. I'm constantly checking in with the Holy Spirit on the inside. Hey, you know, is there something I need to pray out? So the Holy Spirit woke me up in the middle of the night just about a week ago. And he said, pray for your son, Wesley. I don't know what about. It didn't really matter. All I knew is that the Holy Spirit said pray. So you know what? I just started praying for him, quoting the word over him, speaking life over his body, speaking life over him, praying in the Holy Spirit. And you know what? All night long, in and out, I would doze off. Lord would wake me back up. You need to pray. All right, God, I'm praying. You know, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. And I kind of doze off, and he'd wake me back up. No, you need to pray all night long. I don't know what it was about, but I kept praying until I had the peace about it. All right? That's what it means to be vigilant. We need to be vigilant and listen to the Holy Spirit that lives big on the inside of us. And you know, I just say that constantly throughout the day. Thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit lives big on the inside of me. He leads me and guides me into all truth. He shows me things to come. Amen. That's how you stay on the offense. Instead of getting on the defense, you stay on the offense. And so I want us to stand up tonight, because I'm telling you what, COVID has to die. I am so tired of COVID. Just tired of it. It's attacking. It has attacked so many of our church members, so many of our church members' families. You know, we just need to take our place and take the authority that we have through Jesus and just command COVID-19 to cease to exist in this world. So we're just going to pray, and you just pray there. I'm going to pray here. And feel free to walk around. And we're just going to take our authority and pray over you. Pray over your family. Pray over your church family. Pray over your friends. Pray over your neighbors and take authority over this. Because this cannot be. We cannot continue to live like this. We just can't. We just can't. And we know the name. Amen. That's above all names. So let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we just take our authority and we thank you that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives big on the inside of us, and that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, and we have been given that name to use, that name that is above every name, and that's the name of Jesus. And right now we say, COVID-19, you cease to exist in the name of Jesus. You have to bow to the name of Jesus. I don't care what type of variant it is. I don't care what variant name is. It has to bow to the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, so kotara shi siniki. Oh, so kotara shi sinikita. Oh, so kotara shi sinikita rasho so kotara shi. Oh, so kotara shi sinikita. Oh, so kotara shi sinikita lasho. O soko tarashi, ini sikita rasho soko ta. Oh, and we pray for protection over our churches, protection over each member and family member in our churches. O soko tarashi, si nikita rasho, si nikita. O soko tarashi, si nikita. Oh, Sokota, not only just here at our Broken Arrow Church, but all of our Rhema campuses all over the world. Oh, Sokota Rashi Sinikita. Oh, Sokota Rashi Inisikita Rasho Sokota Inisikita. And we break that spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. That spirit of fear that would attack. Oh, so kotarashi, sinikitarashi. Oh, so no kotarashi, sinikitarashi. sinikita. O sokota lashi sinikita. O sokota rashi sinikita. O sokota rashi sinikita. Ini sokota rashi sini. O sokota lashi siniki. O sokota lashi sinikita. Sukutarashi sinikita. O sokotarashi sinikita. O sokotarashi sinikita. O sokotarashi inisiki. O sokotarashi sinikita. O sokotarashi sinikita rasho. Inisikita rasho. Sokotarashi inisikita rasho. Sokota. Show so kotarashi isi nikita la show so kotarashi nisi kita la show inisi kita la show so kota inisi kita la show so kotarashi isi nikita la show so kotarashi inisi kita oh so kota oh we enact the 91st psalm. The 91st Psalm, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Oh, Sokotarashi, with long life will you satisfy us and show us your salvation. Oh, Sokotarashi, see, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Oh, Sokotarashi, in every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Oh, Sokotarashi, nisi kita. Oh, Sokotarashi, inisi kita la shu, Sokotarashi. Inisi kitarala sho sono kotarashi. Inisi kitarala sho sono kota. Inisi kitarala sho so kota. Inisi kitarala sho so. Oh, and I pray for the medical community, those doctors and those nurses that are on the front lines of this, Father, that you would strengthen them. Oh, Father, that you would give them peace. Oh, Father, that you would strengthen them. You would give them wisdom. You would give them knowledge. Oh, on how to deal with this, Father, that you would reveal those secrets to them, Father. Oh, Sokotarashi sinikita. Oh, Sokotarashi nisikita. Oh, Sokota. Oh, Sokotarashi sinikita. Oh, Sokotarashi nisikita. Oh, Sokotarashi sinikita. Isinikita rasho Sokota. O sokotarashi sinikita. O sokotarashi inisikitarasho sokotarashi. Oh, we take our place. We take our place in this fight. We say that we are on the offense, and we tell the enemy to back off in the name of Jesus. O sokotarashi sinikita. Isokotarashi sinikita. O sokotarashi sinikitarasho. O sokotarashi, it will not come near us in the name of Jesus. O sokotarashi isinikitarasho sokotarashi. O sokotarashi sinikita. O sokotarashi sinikita la sho sokota inisikitarasho sokota. Isinikitarasho soko inisikitarasho sokota inisikitarasho sokota. Oh, sokotarashi. Oh, you will keep in perfect peace whose mind is steadfast on you. Oh, Father, we place our minds on you. Oh, sokotarashi, you and your word. Oh, sonokota inisikitarasho. O sokotarashi isinikita la sho sokota isinikita rasho. O sokotarashi sinikita. O sokotarashi sinikita. Oh, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of us, that just shows us those things to come. Praise through us. Oh, Sokotarashi si. Oh, Sokotarashi si nikita. Oh, as we pray in the Spirit, it's praying out those mysteries and those unknown things. Oh, sokotarashi sini kita. Oh, sokotarashi sini kita. Oh, sokotala shini si kitala sho sokota. Inisi kitara sho sokota la shi sini ki. O sono kotara shi inisi ki. O sokotala la shi ni si ni kitala sho so. O no sokotala inisi kitala sho so no kotala. Nisi usunu kutala o sono kotala shoso iniki usunu kutala shi inisi niki o sono ko inisu kutila shi si nikitala o sono isini asanaka asanaka asa usunuku usini kitala sho sono kota inisi kitala sho sono kota inisi nikitala sho osono ko inisi kitala sho so kota inisi kita oso osono ko asana katala shi inisi kitala oso osono ko osini kitala o sini kitala usu usunu kutala shi o sono ko. Oh, we pull down those strongholds. Oh yeah, o sono kota inisi kitala shi. Yes, even those in the future. Sokota o soko. Oh, I bind that, I pull that down in the name of Jesus. Oh, sokotala shi siniki. Oh, sonoko, that will not happen in the name. In the name of Jesus, that will not happen. Oh, so I speak against it now. I speak against it now for the future. I speak against it now for the future. That will not happen. That cannot happen in the name of Jesus. Oh, sokotarashi, I bind that. I bind that in the name of Jesus. Oh, sokotarashi sinikita. Oh, sonokotarashi siniki. Oh, nokosiketa. Oh, sonokotarashi sinikita. O sokotarashi inisi kitarashi. O sono no no kotarashi sinikita. Oh, devil, you have no right. You have no authority. That's not your territory. You have to get off in the name of Jesus. O sokotarashi sikitarashi si. Oh, I don't care. You have to leave in the name of Jesus. You have to get off in the name of Jesus. O sokotarashi sinikitarashi. Isininikitarashi. I put the blood of Jesus. I put the blood of Jesus on that situation. Oh, sokota rashi sinikita. Oh, sokota. Oh, sokota. Oh, sokota la shini sikita. Oh, sokota. Inisi kita la sho sokota. Inisi kita la sho so. Isini kita rasho sokota rashi. Oh, no, I'm not backing off. Not backing off. Oh, sokota rashi sinikita. Oh, sokota rashi inisi akata. Oh, soko iniso ukuto lashi sininikita lasho sonokota inosokota isiniki. Oh, sonoko asakata lasho sokota lashi sisikita lasho. O sokota, o sokota, o sokota, o sokota, o sokota la shisi nikita. Oh, so, oh, so, oh, so. Oh, no, we're pressing through. We're pressing through. We are not stopping. We are pressing through. Oh, sono kota rashi sinikita. Oh, sokota rashi. We're not stopping. We're not stopping there. We're pressing through it. Oh, sokota rashi nisikita. Oh, sokota rashi sinikita. Oh, sokota rashi inisikita la sho. O sokota rashi. We're contending for the generations. Contending for the generations. O sokota rashi sinikita. O jina. O sonakita. Asinikita. O sokota rashi. O sokota rashi sinikita. Kita. Yes, for this generation, but the generation to come. Oh, so called the generation to come, and the generation to come, and the generation to come. Oh, so called ta la shi si ni kita la sho so called ta la shi e si ni kita. Oh, we won't back down. Oh, so called ta la shi si ni kita la sho so called ta. Isini kitala sho so kotarashi. Oh, so kotarashi si kitala sho so kotarashi. Oh, so kota. Oh, for the Lord is good. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever, and his faithfulness continues from generation to generation to generation. Oh, so kotarashi si nikita. Oh, so kotarashi. Oh, so we plead the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus over this generation and the next generation and the next generation will be untouched, will be unharmed. Oh, so the 91st Psalm, the 91st Psalm over them. Oh, so kota la shi si nikita la shi. Oh, we fight the good fight. We fight the good fight. Oh, with the sword of the Spirit. Oh, so kota la shi si nikita la sho so no ko e si nikita la sho so kota la shi inisi kita la sho so kota inisi kita la sho. Oh, so kota la shi inisi kita la sho. Oh, so kota la shi inisi kita la sho so. Oh, so no ko e si nikita la sho so kota la shi si nikita. Oh, so kota la shi. Oh, so kota la shi. Oh, so kota la shi. Oh, we stand up. We take our place. Oh, so kota la shi. Nisi kita. Oh, so kota. Inisi I kita la sho. So kota la sho. No kota. Inisi. Usukuta. Inu so kota la shi. Inu so kota la sho. O so kota la shi. O so no no kota la sho. So kota la shi si. Inisi kita la sho. O so no kota la shi. Inisi kita la sho. O so no kota la shi. Isini kita. O so no kota. Isini kita la sho. So kota. Inisi kita la sho. So kota la shi. Isini kita. O so kota la shi. Isini kita la sho. Isini kita la shi. O so kota la shi. O so no kota la shi. Isini kita la. O so kota la shi. Inisi kita la sho. O so kota la shi. Isini kita. O so kota la shi. Isini kita. O so kota la shi. O so kota inisi kita la sho. O so kota rashi si kita rashi. O so kota rashi isini kita la shi si kita la shi. O so kota rashi isini kita. O so kota rashi inisi kita la sho. O so kota. O so kota. Oh, you are the Lord that goes before us. That goes before us. Oh, so kota la shi, and it camps around about us. Oh, so kota la shi, inisi kita la sho. Isini kita la sho. Oh, so kota la shi, inisi kita la sho. So kota, inisi kita la sho. So ko, inisi kita la sho. Oh, so kota la shi, inisi kita. Oh, so no kota. From generation to generation, your faithfulness, Father, from generation to generation, you are a generational God. Oh, so kota rashi, and we will not let it stop. We will not let it stop with us. Oh, so kota rashi, but we contend. We contend for those generations. Oh, so kota rashi, isi nikita. Oh, so kota rashi, for their protection. Their protection, Father, they will need it. Your, oh, so kota rashi, your protection, your anointing. Oh, so kota rashi, si nikita. Oh, that the fire of the Holy Spirit will fall upon them. Oh, so kota rashi, inisi kita la sho. oh, so kota, that it would burn on the inside of them. Oh, so kota rashi, and spread across this world. Oh, so, oh, kota la. Oh, so kota. Isi kita al hasho. Oh, so kota. Isi nikita la sho. So kota. Isi kita la sho. So ko. Isi nikita la sho. So kota la shi. Inisiki. Oh, so kota. Isi nikita la. Oh, so kota. Isi nikita la sho. Oh, so kota. Oh, so kota rashi sini. Oh, that they won't be swayed by the voices around them. By the voices around them. Oh, but they will listen to the Holy Spirit on the inside of them. That they know your voice. And they will follow your voice and none other. None of the world's voices. Not the news. Not the politics. But they will follow your voice, Father. Your voice that lives big on the inside of them. Oh, so kota la shi inisi kita la sho soko. That spirit of truth. That spirit of truth that leads them and guides them. Oh, so kota, and shows them things to come. Oh, so kota inisi kita. Oh, so kota rashi sini kita. Oh, so kota la shi sini kita. Oh, so kota inisi kita la sho so kota. Oh, so kota isini kita la sho so kota. Oh, and they will run. They will run. They will run. Oh, oh, so kota rashi. Oh, with such fervency. Oh, so in fire. Oh, so kota la shi sini kita. Oh, so kota inisi kita la sho so so kota. And it will burn bright. And it will burn bright. Oh, so kota rashi sini kita. Oh, so kota. For the end. For the end. Oh, so kota rashi. It will burn bright. Oh, so kota rashi. Oh, so kota rashi. Oh, and your protection will be around them as a shield. Oh, so kota rashi, that nothing will hurt them. Nothing will harm them. Oh, so kota rashi. Inisiki tara sho so kota. Inisiki. Oh, so kota rashi sinikita. Oh, so kota rashi sinikita. Oh, so kota rashi sinikita. Oh, so kota rashi. Isinikita rasho. So kota rashi siniki. Oh, so kota. Inisikita rashi. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. We call it done. We call it done. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'll cast my care upon you, Lord. I will only listen to your voice as you speak so clear to me. You will show us the plan of the enemy. Revival is here like we've never seen before. It will start here and there. It'll go everywhere. Revival. Revival. Like we've never seen before. And this world has ever known. Revival. Revival. Baptisms, salvations, like we've never seen before. Revival, revival. We're ready for revival like we've never seen before. And we are listening to your voice, and we will heed your word. We'll only speak your word. We listen to your voice as you speak so clear. We'll follow you, we'll only heed your voice.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Father. Thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit that lives big on the inside of us. Thank you, Father, that we hear his voice and we follow. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. 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 Holy Spirit's talking to some of you tonight. Let's just take a moment just to be quiet and listen. We thank you, Father. Thank you for your presence here tonight. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that prays through us, that we can pray out those mysteries and those things to come. So precious to us, Father. It's so precious. Thank you for that gift. Thank you for that precious gift of the Holy Spirit. And Father, we commit to listen to the voice on the inside. We just commit to listen to the Holy Spirit and to be vigilant and to be sensitive to that voice on the inside. And Father, we commit to continue to pray and do our part and take our authority in this earth. We thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. God's good. Amen. I tell you what, man, if you could have seen what I saw in the Spirit, it's exciting. But you know, it's going to take prayer. I really believe in my heart where, if we're not already in the end times, we're sure getting really close. I'm not a theologian, but, you know, and we need to pray and be vigilant and stay alert and pray for those future generations that the Holy Spirit burns bright on the inside of them, that fire burns bright on the inside of them. Amen. And I want you just to make it a point. Make it a point this week just to commit 1 week. Every morning when you get up, just say, thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit that lives big on the inside of me, that leads me and guides me into all truth today and shows me things to come. Just say that every day. And I tell you what, it will change your life when you start being vigilant and sensitive to the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. When you allow Him to lead you and guide you and direct you. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, this was good tonight, y'all. Amen. Nothing like just getting all charged up for the work week. Amen. It's going to be a great week. We're victorious. Amen. How many of you have the victory? Because His victory is our victory. Amen. Through Christ Jesus. Well, don't forget Wednesday night, Hour of Power, 7 o'clock. Be right here. And ladies, don't forget, sign up for Kindle the Flame. All right. All right. Well, you guys have a blessed night. Oh, yes. Thanks, Dad. First-time guest, if you're first-time tonight, if you'll just go with a connection team member or an usher, they'll show you out to the North Lobby. We have a special gift for you. We just want to say thank you for coming. And if you don't have a church home, we invite you to make Rhema your church home. So God bless you guys. We'll see you Wednesday night.